Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this Thursday, September 25th, 2025. I have your host, James, here. We're joined by our friends, family, really, Family Natural Foods, Stephen and Katrina Hintner. Good to see you both. How you guys doing?
Great.
Hey, doing well.
Good. Yeah. Good to hear. How are? It's also good to see that you guys are calm and collected because you got a big, big October ahead of you guys. And it really, a big part of it is the anniversary.
It is. Absolutely. Yeah. You're right.
A lot of preparations. Katrina was up at like 5 in the morning. In at work at 5:30 one of these days. Yeah. I tried to do that today. It didn't quite work. I got there at 8:30.
You tried, though. Yeah. That counts.
But he did try.
I did get there early.
Points. Mm-hmm. Points for Steven.
And you were up early, but just with your daughter instead, yeah. Right?
So, yeah.
Yeah. She takes precedence.
What a cry.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, at that age.
Seven-month-olds, you know, they're trying to figure out that sleep.
They really are.
So is James. Yes, so is James, everyone.
Some of us never grow out of it.
James is a big baby, in case you haven't, like, listened to this program before.
When it comes to the anniversary special.
And segue, James. Thank you. I like this.
Let's get this one moving.
One of the things that we love highlighting about this is not only the date itself and certainly the great things that you guys do about it, but what over the years, what are the community event it's become in such a fellowship and a fun thing for people, along with, collecting up on supplies for the winter or something like that.
For sure. So save the date, everyone, like James is talking about. The anniversary sale is on October 3rd and 4th. So Friday, that's going to be 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. And Saturday, that'll be 9 until 4. And this is our 79th customer appreciation sale.
Yeah, 79 years.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's it's a moment that we like to reflect and just give thanks and gratitude to our community that has supported us through 79 years and 3 generations. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our community, so we really appreciate that. But what we like to also highlight today, as well as at the anniversary, is the different things that we're going to have going on. So we can kind of talk about, like, what does that look like if you've never been there, and who is going to be there? What's on sale? So you kind of have that idea and you can think about your list of, like, what you want, you know, stocking up and such too.
Before diving into that, I thought about this the last time y'all were in and didn't have a chance to bring it up. But one thing I wanted to ask, if you know or not, if anniversary, doing something like this is something that was done, you know, by your dad and his dad and that, did they do something like this too?
I think we asked our dad about this. He definitely did it over the years.
Definitely he did it.
But I think he started it. And, it's kind of like one of these things. You have a new business, and you don't even really, like, think about anniversaries until it becomes, like, some amount of time has passed.
5, 10 years,
exactly.
Something like that.
Yeah. And I think my grandfather probably did stuff like that. I remember some kind of, like, old news clipping that we had, like, saying, like, oh, we've been in business this long. It might have been like 2 months in business or something, but he put it in the paper as like a little ad, like, come and stop in and say hello. We've been in business,
It was more than 2 months. It was like been around for 2 or 5 years or something.
Something like that.
I think our grandpa, so one thing about it is our dad actually said the store's anniversary is technically in spring, but because the store's original roots of the business started as a feed and grain business, the busiest time for farmers was in spring when you're planting and growing, you have baby chicks, you have all the things going on, everything's spring and bountiful of starting things.
Which it still is. We still saw a lot of garden seeds and some of the stuff that our grandfather sold.
But they decided to do that in fall, have the anniversary sale, usually, that early October, because it was after harvest. Because the weather, 70, 80 years ago, was much colder in early October than it is now. But so that is something that was a little different. And I think, to Stephen's point, is our grandfather did do anniversary sales, but they were maybe sporadic more. Like, it's our 5th or our 10th.
Yeah, maybe just doing, like, big number ones. Yeah.
And where our dad really made it more of, like, this consistent every year, really, like, thanks to the community, I want to give back, you give to me kind of the concept. And, that's what Stephen and I saw growing up, too. So I can't speak as much to my grandpas because I didn't see as many of those too.
I ask because I just loving history and thinking it was, you know, interesting, but also, you know, you do a great job of that, thanking the community with this wonderful anniversary sale and special that you guys do over the couple of days that we're going to hear more details on. But it's also in doing that, I think, a great way of honoring, you know, those that came before you and the history of this store and your not only your dad, but your gramps and those things by continuing to do this. And by continuing to keep up that mission, that message that really began with those guys and wanting to, you know, make this community healthier, make it more certainly a place to go, you know, for people and so many things that we love about Family Natural Foods.
Yeah, and I would say something that's follows suit in all three generations. So from Frank, Mike, Stephen, and Katrina, I think we always think that knowledge is power and educating our community. And that's something that all of us have done, you know, staff as well, like really about putting your own health in your own hands and educating yourself so you know. I think that's a
great reminder. And even today I was talking to this lady. She was looking for something for UTIs. And she said, like, oh, I've used Urvoursi before, which is an herb. And I've used cranberry. Everybody knows cranberry. And I said, oh, yeah, there's like an incompatibility between those two. Like one's trying to create more alkalinity. One's trying to create more acidity. And I looked this up in a book just to kind of, you know, make sure I was remembering this right. And she's like, well, that's so interesting. I never learned that. I never knew that before. And thank you for sharing that. And I was like, yeah, that's, you know, that's kind of what we do here is, you know, help give, you know, people some guidance and share knowledge. You know, I was opening two or three different books with her, just like trying to dig through, you know, trying to help her with, you know, what she was working on. And she was like, oh yeah, I'm going to share this information with my mom too. And, you know, it's very heartwarming to see that. And I think that's something that Katrina and I and our dad and I'm sure our grandfather before that, it's always been about the community, because our business wouldn't continue really for many more days beyond where it is today if we didn't have customers coming in every day and appreciating what we're doing and us appreciating what they're, you know, they're coming in with their support and their questions.
Doing something right to be able to celebrate 79 years.
Yeah, it's really wild to think about that. Like, yeah. 79 years, that is wild. So for Stephen and I, it would be our 11th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And for the store's anniversary, it's 79 years, which also 11 feels really wild and big too.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, salut about that.
Thank
that's
you.
That's really good. That's awesome. I didn't realize it had been that long. That's really cool, you two. That's, you guys kept the ship afloat.
Yeah.
You did it. You know, you're doing it. That's great. That's awesome. That means a lot. And not to mention how I think that it has grown with the times. It has grown with things and how you guys have even more so, and just accessibility and so many more businesses nowadays. But look at how much of, when you go around the store in Family Natural Foods, our Wisconsin products, our local products, supporting local, helping local businesses out there. That I don't know that we'd have enough time on our either any of our schedules to get into all the depth of that and how many people have, oh, I've never heard of this business, but I found them because you guys had their products in your store.
Yeah.
That's the definition of buying local, supporting local and everything and helping out others. It's something that I admire so much in Family Natural Foods and in businesses like yours, where it's not just we want to be successful. It's, hey, we're going to lower the ladder and we're going to make sure everybody is successful.
Yeah.
That goes a long way. And for 79 years doing that.
I know,
kind of thing.
It is. It's wild. And that's really fun. I want to highlight some of the vendors that are going to, or are some of the companies we work with that are going to be there. And one in particular that's going to be there on Saturday. So I'm going to highlight Fridays first, everyone. But I want to talk about one on Saturday.
Yes, stay tuned until Friday.
Amazing and so great. But okay, hold tight. So we're going to talk about the sale. So on Friday, October 3rd, we're going to have the 79th anniversary. And it's going to be highlighting products that are going to be on sale, like the vitamins and the supplements, cosmetic, essential oils. Those kind of categories are all on sale. So definitely make your list out and come and get, you know, sales on those. You can sign up for a raffle when you're checking out and you're buying a gift, you're buying something, you get a free gift for coming in. So that's also something we like to do and something our dad always did too. And then We have lots of random samples, and then
there's like if you want, like if your hands are a little dirty, we got some soap samples for you.
Yes,
they smell really good.
You can use it right away if you want.
They came in this box, and I was like, "What am I smelling?" And like
the back of the room or the back of the store smells so good, like soap. Yeah. It's like lemongrass, I think.
That's awesome.
It's delicious. Yep.
Yeah. So I think it's lemongrass, and there was one other kind of flavor, I guess we call it. So
and we'll have like supplement samples and a handful of other.
I'm talking to things. Rishi T out of Milwaukee, and they said they'd send us some samples that we could hand out to customers too. And they have some of the best tea, really, I've ever had. Really anywhere in the world. There'll be some fun little samples. In the past, when we get enough samples, we might do this again. There's been some issues over the last couple of years, supply chains or whatever, where we haven't had as much. But there was a stint, probably three or 4 years, 5 years, where we did a wheelbarrow of samples. So we just dumped them all in there, stir them around
like
a couple times with a big old canoe paddle, like we're making, what's that?
What is that called? Oh, here we're on air trying to, that drink that you have everything in. Is that what you're thinking of?
Like soup that people...
Like gumbo?
Yeah, like gumbo, but they make it in like the Green Bay area.
Yelling
it at our
radio.
Is a call-in radio program right now. Somebody would call in and tell us.
Yes.
Anyways, it's not relevant anyways, but we'll have tons of samples. If we get enough, we'll put it in a wheelbarrow because that's a good time.
That's awesome.
It's super fun.
And then we've got like some really cool folks coming to do some like education and sampling at their store. We have Tom Heck.
A lot of people have met him over the years.
Terry Naturally. He's worked with Terry Naturally from day one. We've worked with him from day one. And I just have a lot of respect and admiration for Tom. And we have customers who come in, they kind of see him and they've talked to him before. So they just like kind of make a beeline. I'm like, oh, hi.
They want to talk to Tom.
They want to talk to Tom. So like people come in just to talk to him and he's here most years. I don't know what his time frame is he's going to be in. I guess we should.
He's usually more in the morning and he's usually gone by like 1, I would say, at the latest.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. He tries to get home to his kids, I guess. But Tom's like any kind of questions you've got about Terry Natural. He's been there from the beginning. He knows everything. Most all of our staff know a lot. But if you've got a few extra questions, come in for that. And Tom's also going to be giving out samples. He's got like a bunch of samples. So like you could try stuff. Some of it you can taste, really tasty samples. That are also good for you, obviously. And then we've got, who's Liz?
We have Liz, and she represents a couple different brands of ours, like a new tallow like lotion company. But she's going to highlight Gaia, which is a really great herb company. It's certified organic. They're out of North Carolina. So she'll be talking about that, doing some sampling of that.
They're really unique, high-quality
really
herbal
high-quality
products.
Herbal products.
And we've been selling them for a few years now. Katrina and I, look through the products, and we're like, whoa, all these products are really good.
Mm-hmm. There's no wrong. There's all good choices with those ones.
And Liz has worked with that company for a long time, so she can really, speak to them as well or better than we can.
Mm-hmm.
But Liz is like, she's been doing this at our store a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
I think she had like
her energy is exceptional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when you meet Liz, you'll just be like, oh, okay, this is fun. Like, she's the kind of person who wants to give you a hug. And
she doesn't even know you.
Puts a smile on your face, and like, you just kind of like, she brings an energy that's really special, and it's really fun to have her at her.
Between her and Tom, you're noticing a theme here, everybody.
All good stuff.
I mean, we've kind of learned over the years there's certain folks representing certain companies that we really love to have come,
and we can't
we can't have all of them. So there's always kind of like we're kind of like in this battle. Katrina and I will be like, who do we have this year?
It's
and
an exclusive list.
Yeah, the great thing is like maybe the next year will be there. So it's great.
It sorts itself out. Like, I really like how it stacked up this year. Mm-hmm. And wait until we talk about Saturday.
Hold on, wait until Saturday. So also Liz is going to be kind of representing Vital Planet. So we've had Vital Planet talk about a lot of digestional health, do presentations. So Liz is going to be there and she can answer a lot of other questions specific to that and that brand. But lots, all sorts of things, digestive health. And then Four Elements. So back to this like rooted local roots of a lot of things here, which we love that theme. Four Elements is out of Baraboo, Wisconsin. So an hour away, everyone, like an hour away. It is a beautiful farm in the rolling hills of like the Baraboo Hills.
Yep.
And it's a great farm. We've been there before ourselves. Mm-hmm. We've known Jane, the herbalist that is running Four Elements, the owner, since we were kids. Like, we'd see her at conferences totally. And stuff. She won't be there, but a different one of her staff associates will be there. And she's wonderfully knowledgeable. And they're going to be doing different samples of some of their cosmetic line, some of their teas that are so good. So perfect for this time of the year for like immune health and such. So she's going to be in.
All these things are made from herbs that Jane grows on her mm-hmm. farm. And she's a certified herbalist, so she knows what she's doing with these. She grows the herbs and then she makes the formulas all on her farm. And it's such a cool thing. And she's been doing it for so many years. Like, you kind of hear about these stories now and then, and you're like, that's cool. Or like, you look at their formulas and you're like, it's mm-hmm. not that good of a formula. But like, Jane's a pro. And she knows what she's doing, and all of her staff know what they're doing. It's going to be really cool to have them here at our store.
Absolutely. Okay, I remembered the soup name, and it's so funny. Because I wanted to yell it in between saying this.
Booyah!
Booyah!
Oh, of course. Booyah.
Booyah. That's the soup.
Oh, nicely done. Points to Katrina.
You remembered it too.
I remembered it too. It was like,
okay. Mm.
Yeah,
nice.
I did not remember.
Wow. I'm not going to lie. I did not remember it. But that's great. Thank you so much.
Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Right yeah, there. It mm-hmm. comes from some culture.
It's like a Scandinavian thing. Exactly. So. Okay, so Saturday. So Friday's packed and is awesome. So you can come Friday. You can decide to come back Saturday. And often people do, and it's wonderful.
A lot of people come pretty early. We often this is another thing we I guess we could tell people on the radio. If you're listening, you're in on the secret.
Yeah,
we do a little like giveaway for the first few customers who come in. So if you come in, like if you're at the door opening, that's like an advantage on Friday. And sometimes we'll do it on Saturday, no guarantees, but probably. And then the other thing that I would say is, like, if you want to kind of hit the time, like I said, it's always quite busy for the first hour. Most of these sales reps kind of come like 10:30, 11, and they stay until like 1, maybe 2 o'clock. So I'd come in that like 11 to 1 o'clock mm-hmm. range, and you'll probably be able to hit all three of those mm-hmm. on Friday. Again, I should clarify times, you know, maybe check Facebook or give us a call if you really want to figure out the timing of these specific people.
Just stay all day.
Or just come and then come again. That's what a lot of people, that's why we started doing Saturdays. It was actually, we started doing 3 days. Our dad always did 1 day, and I can see why, because it's a lot of work.
Then we moved it to 2 because we said, 3 is a lot of work.
But two is nice because some people can't make it 1 day. Mm-hmm. So we do it on 2 days. And like what we actually realized is a lot of people came a second time. Mm-hmm. They brought their cousins. They mm-hmm. brought their sisters. Mm-hmm. They brought their brothers, ideally.
Yeah, I would bring my brother.
Oh, you'd bring your brother. Yeah. That's nice of you.
Yeah. It's very nice. Mm-hmm. Very well done. But I hope everybody...
Saturday, so that's going to be October 4th, you know, coming for the 79th anniversary is fun for multiple different things. So we have Keith, and he is with Farm Aloe. And this is one of the only businesses that we can say that has worked with all three generations of Family Natural Foods owners. So he worked with our grandfather, Frank, mm-hmm. and our dad.
Selling aloe.
Mm-hmm, yep. With his aloe company. And then his first aloe company, now he's on his second aloe company. And this one is the best aloe company mm-hmm. out there. And then he worked with our dad. And during our dad's era, he would come in and he would bring these like cases of aloe that are not, they're at least 60 pounds, if not more.
It's a case of 12 of 32 ounce bottles.
Yeah. So, and he'd bring them in himself, and he'd bring in like 8 of them at, you know, here's one, you know, here's another, here's 2 at a time. And he was doing that in his 70s. Well, y'all, he's 97, and he wants to come, and he wants to sample his aloe because he loves it so much.
This guy's awesome.
He's obviously in good health. He's 97 years old. He's taken his aloe.
Product's working.
We've been working with him for probably 70 years. Probably not the first 9 years,
it's hard to say exactly when. We'll have to ask him when he started his first company.
The full story.
Or you come in and ask him. But yeah, Keith is kind of an inspiration. Anybody who started a company and is stuck to it, and he didn't try to like branch into all these different things. He just does aloe.
Yeah.
Like he even made a shampoo and conditioner because he's like, oh, really? You could just use the aloe juice in your hair.
Wow.
You know, just take 100% or, you know, whatever aloe juice and use it in your hair. But he's like, you know, people kind of want it in a bottle and, you know, they don't want to get it out of the refrigerator to take a shower.
Right.
But, you know, his shampoo conditioner, if you look at like the percentage of aloe, it's like 75% aloe or some, I forget sure. the exact number. It's very high.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of products on the market say like contains aloe vera, and it's like what like who knows, 1%.
Yeah.
You know, like it's like a little sprinkle of it. But he's so dedicated to aloe, he's like, we're gonna make as much aloe as possible in this product. Mm-hmm.
He does it right.
Yeah, he's a really cool guy to meet and to hear from.
His products sound as great as he does.
Yeah.
Like it sounds like that's somebody you want to meet, you want to talk to. That's
absolutely
awesome.
So yeah, he'll be there on Saturday, and we may have one more guest on Saturday, but we're confirming those things up. So either way, come on October 3rd and 4th for our 79th customer appreciation sale. It's really happening from like 9 to 6 on Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday. There's sales, there's tastings of things, there's knowledge, there's friendship shared, there's just a good time overall, and definitely some, you know, sales to get and some gifts and such. It's a great time to stock up, and it's a great time to spend it over at Family Natural Foods.
Mm-hmm. Well said, and thank you so much for that breakdown of all that. And it was a really nice job by both of you. That said, there's so much left. We touched the tip of the iceberg on this, and the fun that these 2 days are and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Mark them on your calendar, everybody. Make plans to head on over there multiple times if you can, because there's multiple things going on. Well, there are no reruns over those 2 days.
The other thing I should circle back on, too, just for 1 second, is like, we do all these gift baskets, and we get a lot of them.
We do.
People always come in when we call them, and we say they won. They're like, I never win anything. And we love the fact that we have like sometimes like over 50 gifts that we're giving out.
Yeah.
Sometimes like closer to 75. So we're calling 75 people after this event. Sometimes it takes a couple days, as you can imagine. And we say like, hey, you won something. And they're like, what? I never win anything. So come in, you know, sign up for some door prizes. You got a good chance of winning. There's a lot of great prizes.
Yep.
They're still coming in.
Mm-hmm.
There's boxes of them today.
Yep.
And, you know, also like get a free gift with each purchase.
Mm-hmm.
We've got some really special ones this year. We kind of splurged a little bit on them this year.
Yeah, we did. That's true.
So yeah, free gift with each purchase, free samples. We'll have somebody probably in a tent out front just welcoming folks. It's just going to be a fun time.
Yeah, it is.
October 3rd and 4th over at Family Natural Foods. To give you more details before we wrap up with the team.
Yeah. Last little thing I want to just highlight, because I don't know if we'll be on air before that, is that Wellbell presentation we're going to have. It's a hair, skin, nail supplement. It's going to be done by Lori. She is a local half of the year, and she's super passionate about all things hair, skin, and nails, which really is, you know, a group like that's a lot of people can get a lot of health from.
Pretty much everybody's
this.
Got one of
oh,
those
yeah.
three.
Yeah. Yes.
Hopefully
well said.
All
yes.
three.
Yes. Hopefully.
Yes. So that's something that's worth marking your calendar. It's October 8th at 5:15. It's a Wellbell presentation at Family Natural Foods. Come and learn. Come meet Lori. She's fantastic. And again,
another owner of her company.
Yeah.
Another passionate person who, you know, has talked to her. Her customers and knows the results that are possible with this product. And Katrina and I've talked to Lori more than once, and we're just really, really touched by like her passion and the product and the fact that she lives local, and she's like, yeah, I'd come talk to customers and consumers. And so we're going to open it up, and everyone can bring their questions and learn about the product.
Mm-hmm.
We've known from many of our not only listeners out there, but even guests that I've had for other things that have nothing to do with you guys coming in and talking about being at a presentation, or oftentimes when somebody, a guest, knows you guys are coming in and they mention something about the store or one of these presentations, and they come back to the great products and the great service. Because I mean, another thing that we didn't touch on nearly enough, all these amazing employees that have worked there these 79 years.
That's like each one gets their own episode.
Absolutely, and deeply appreciate all of them. But you mentioned knowledge, and that's such a cool part of this that I don't know that I thought that much about, but I know that our guests have, and I know that community people that I've talked to, and including my own mother, have talked about this quite a bit, about the things that she learned. And there ain't many things that Pam Maloff loves more than knowledge and learning stuff.
Right.
And your mom and dad,
she
or
might have
the
even
store.
Worked at a library.
Right. She just loved that.
Somebody
about
liking knowledge and working in a
it's
library.
It's a wild thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really speaks to that. It speaks to the impact that this store makes and what it does, and why we're so happy to be celebrating 79.
Yeah, we're definitely excited about it. So everybody, come on out one more last time. We're going to mention it. October 3rd and 4th for our 79th customer appreciation sale. Join us.
Always great hanging out with you guys and talking with you. Thank you so much for the time. We'll be highlighting those presentations and the sale itself on our morning shows and other places and everything, and making sure we get a good turnout. Not that you need us, to be honest. I mean, yeah, we know the turnout's going to happen either way, but we'll try to help. We'll try to add on to those numbers.
We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bring your cousins. Bring your brothers, I guess.
Yeah. I'll meet you down there, everybody. I'll be down there at least one of those days. So I will see you down there. See you two there. Thanks for the time, you guys.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
And a big thank you to all of you for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.